We are about to start Simen Vav. We'll be doing the first Sif of Simen Vav. Let's just do a quick chazara of the Simanim we've done so far, a very superficial one. Simen Aleph began with when you get up in the morning, the halach of Hashkamas HaBoker, when to get up, and the idea of Shivisei Hashem Lenegdi Samid that the Ramah brought in. Then he got into the halachas of things that are good to say in the morning, which included much of the karbanas that we say. That was Simen Aleph. Simen Beis was the halachas of tznius, of getting dressed in the morning. Simen Gimel, the halachas of Beis Hakisei. And Simen Dalad, that did take us a while, the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, that included both the washing first thing in the morning, as well as the washing for davening, and the washing for saying brachas all day long. Simen Hay was Kavana in Brachis, and we're about to start Simen Vav. So, Kisheyetze mi Beis HaKisei, the Mechaber says, when you come out of the washroom, Yivorech Asheyotzer es Ha'odam B'chachma. Upon using the washroom, one says a bracha of Asheyotzer es Ha'odam B'chachma. The Mechaber goes into the meaning of this bracha. What is the Chachma? So he says, the creation of man was with a lot of Chachma. The creation of man is with much wisdom. First of all, the fact that the human being, on the one hand, the inside of our body, our insides, are very much enclosed, and it's got to be enclosed, yet at the same time, Hashem created our mouths, the various openings, whereby food can come in, waste can come out, we hear, we see, and yet the insides of our bodies have to be perfectly closed. Hashem designed it in a way that we have this closed system that still has the ability to open. The other aspect of Chachma that the Shulchan Aruch mentions is the fact that Hashem created our food before He created us. Adam HaRishon was created into a world that provided sustenance for Him. Then the Mechaber goes into the Uvarovo Nekavim, Nekavim, Chalulim, Chalulim. So he says, these Nekavim and Chalulim are referring to not only the various openings we've got, but also the Chalulim, the various organs that we have that are open, meaning organs that are containers, that are hollow inside, and say, for example, food can go through it, or the heart, blood can flow through it. So we have Nekavim, Nekavim, and Chalulim, Chalulim. And what does it say? She'im Yisosei Mechad Mehem. The Mechaber's Girsa was, in Asher Yotzer, that Yisoseim comes first. The Girsa that the Mishnah Berurah says we've got is that of Shem Yipaseach Echad Mehem. Now, the Shem Yisoseim, so there are several things that he mentions here. First of all, what do you mean Shem Yisoseim Echad Mehem? That if one would close, we could not survive. Well, our mouths close, and yet we can survive. So what he says is that that first of all, if the mouth would not open when a child is born, Chalila, the Shem Yisoseim would mean at birth. Second of all, if any of the internal organs that are supposed to be self-contained, such as the heart, if they would have an additional opening, chas v'shalom, so one could not survive. Also, there is a limit to just how long whatever is supposed to be open occasionally can stay open, whatever is supposed to be closed most of the time, or closed part of the time, should remain closed. So, for example, if a person's mouth would be closed for an extended period of time where he would not be eating, or a person could not relieve himself for an extended period of time, the person could not possibly survive. Now, the Mechaber's Girsa, also, if it would open, it would open too much. If it would open too much, that is also dangerous. The Mechaber's Girsa in the Bracha is Yef Shal Iskayem V'lamod Lefanecha Afilu Sha'echos, even for 1 minute. And that's why he seems to be explaining just what the 1 minute is all about. And that's why he's telling us that, yes, 1 minute, if at birth the child if the mouth could not open, that would be dangerous right away. But if one does not have that girsa, then one is not bothered by that problem in the first place. Then the Mechaber's got the girsa of Rofei Cholei, meaning Rofei Cholei Kol Basar, that Hashem heals all disease. Our minig is not to mention disease. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, does bring down that there are two girsas, and the two minhagim are both valid. What is the Rofei Chol Basar? What refuah are we referring to here? So the first refuah is the fact that the waste is removed from the food. the waste being removed from the food, we'd have our bodies would be filled with toxins if the body was not created, were not created in a way that it could actually remove the waste. So that's one rofei chol basar. Mafli la'asos, and Hashem does wonders. What are these wonders? The wonders are that your ruach, your neshama, does not leave the body through the different holes that your body's got. Now the other part of the rofei chol basar mafli la'asos is the fact that your body was created with the ability to know what are nutrients that are to be absorbed into the bloodstream and what is waste that is to be rejected. That is rofei chol basar mafli la'asos. It is a refuah in a wondrous way, where the body naturally knows what to accept and what to reject. The Ramah adds that the combination of ruchnius and gashmius, the fact that you've got a neshama on the one hand, which is all ruchani, and you have a guf, a body, which is physical, and the two of them actually work in unison, in harmony, that is the mafli la'asos. We're talking about two different forms of existence, two totally different forms of existence, one which is finite and physical, and the other one being your neshama, and yet they work in unison. The Magen Avraham adds to that the fact that in every bit of food we eat, the body gets its physical nutrients. The neshama will get spiritual nutrients. Meaning, in eating food, the tikkunim that are being done by way of eating the particular food actually help feed the neshama. That Hashem created a process whereby by eating that same piece of food, we can feed both guf and neshama. That is a mafli la'asos. So the Machaber saw this as a halacha. He just told us in the previous siman, in siman hey, that we're supposed to have kavana as to the meaning of the brachas. So the Shulchan Aruch has to tell us what is the kavana of this wonderful bracha of Asher Yatzer that is to be recited every time a person leaves the washroom. So we are to be mechavim in rofei chol basar, mafli la'asos, and all of the perush hamilim, the perushei hamilim that we find here in the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Nosa Kelim.